all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, we are standing on an endless horizon.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Yeah, that's Mr. Visible's trombone intro. And here we are. I hope the radio show fares better in your mind than today's Smoky Mirrors plays in mine. We're in the saucer pod after a brilliant afternoon, walking in the budding equinox in the woods with the dogs. We're in the saucer pod hovering above. What the heck is that going on down below? What is going on down below? Of course, something is always going on down below, but now I think the register has climbed as the other register, the cash register, sinks. I've noticed an interesting dichotomy, which is that whenever the situation gets bad for the world, it gets better for me. What should I root for? Sense the conundrum? Good thing I'm not into self-interest. But I was hovering, wasn't I? There's been a shift in the wind. The dog poet has his nose in the wind, and he smells burning excrescence from afar. There are dark doings afoot, Pilgrim. Ah, Pilgrim, you see? Sorry, I'm not much of an impressionist. My Manet has turned into pate. All right, let's take a laughter break. My good friend Esteban sent me a video of Crystal Zivon. That is not actually something you chop up and snort. It's a actually Warren Zevon's wife, but anyway, talking, and she was talking about Warren, and all I could think was that I'm so glad that he's not me, or that I'm not him. I wonder if actual success is measured in degrees of madness. It's a curious and compelling thought. What are we to take from that and just about everything? Throw yourself upon the mercy of God. But we were hovering over the saucer pod, weren't we? I see a dimensional shift exponentially in action as of right now. I do believe we've gone into hyperdrive. I got the word from on high today as well. I don't know if I've mentioned the man on the beach here, or if you remember my having done so, but he came to see me today and told me that it is on in earnest now. In all these years, the man on the beach, or God if you will, has not come to see me except in critical moments. Usually moments critical for me, but this time critical for the world. Asses are about to be kicked and names taken, and down to the last jot and tittle, the laws will be proven and done. So mind your footprints, cats and kitties. Yes, mind your footprints, because they will always follow you. Your footprints follow you, except when God is carrying you, because God always carries you across the sand. I don't know if that makes any sense, I think I confused it with a saying or something. But anyway, Lori might carry you through a snowstorm while the snow is falling. Something along those similar lines. You can meet God in many places, and some are more likely. My goodness. Some are more likely than others, some more unlikely. God loves it high in the mountains and on stretches of deserted beach. Not so much in the cities, because he, she doesn't like being pushed around. In this world, certain rules apply in terms of what rules this world. Well, in that case, different rules would apply. I could say no more than that, but if you want to find God, you have to go beyond good and evil, and that doesn't mean just engaging in them indiscriminately. Nietzsche was right about a lot of things, but his teacher Schopenhauer was a lot more clear and precise, though he didn't take it far enough. Neither of them did. Into the metaphysical portion of it. Ever wonder why so many of the philosophers or mathematicians? I'll mention Spinoza, but I could mention others. Mathematics won't even take you to the gates, and they certainly won't get you in. You need the password, and it isn't swordfish. I'll admit to not eating what I won't kill, and my capacity for that stops with fish, and dolphins aren't fish. Cats and kitties, we're at the approach. We're on the putting green. Getting there requires a sense of direction, and power doesn't hurt. A sense of distance would make you formidable, and I don't play golf, although I used to caddy. But I did used to get ready for baseball by fielding golf balls hit with baseball bats and playing ping pong. The way to get the edge is to make child's play out of ordinary conditions. Test yourself or don't bother to begin with. God doesn't like wussies. The idea of contemporary Christians and Muslims is to be a doormat. God didn't raise victims for children, and he didn't raise people who pretend to be them either. Somebody else raised those children. As they say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and we shall prove that platitude to be a truism. We shall indeed suffer the slings and arrows of this inconsequential age and live to tell the tales of our endurance. We shall thrive in the cauldrons of adversity. We shall be shipwrecked and be rescued on the seas of serenity. And we will survive like we were a legion of Donna Summers marching to doomsday's break. We shall persevere because we are the footsteps in the body of God and the only hands used by the ineffable wherever it may be, and it is everywhere at all times and more conscious than we shall ever be. Ah, what a fine September day. Inhale it and exhale it and let your every breath be a confirmation of that which gave you breath, or am I too confusing for you? Some things in life are simply right. That is why the songs, well, some are beyond the sea, or who knows where or when, or as time goes by. Why those songs always hit you in the mood and put you in the mood, even if you've never heard them before. That's why good sneakers are always the right shoe, and no matter what sidewalk you're on, yeah, or why blue jeans are the perfect form of pants. I don't just pull these things out of the top of a hat like a rabbit. They just are. It is why you should never eat what you won't kill yourself, or what you haven't investigated the process of its creation. What you haven't investigated the process of its creation in before you ingest it. It is why you should learn to take care of your body when you're younger, because everyone wants to do it when they're older, but there's no precedence for that practice. I've engaged in a lot of rock and roll on my way to talking to you today, and that includes just about everything you could imagine, but I always ate well. I always worked out. I always believed in God, and I always blessed my food and comestibles before ingesting them. It makes a difference, and you can make a difference too. Yeah. Well, you're going to make a difference no matter what. But will it be the right kind of difference? I want to thank James Jamsik for showing up on my blogs earlier this week. And I want to chastise myself for not letting him know how much I appreciated it. But the moment I go to do one thing, especially the important things, half a dozen others are screaming for my attention and I get caught up. And no excuse, but it happens. So thank you for tolerating my oversight. There are crocodiles in the rivers and snakes in the grass, and dealing with life's minutiae is a pain in the gluteus maximus. Somehow when you say it in Latin, it's perfectly okay, which is why no one ever objects to the word shinola, even though that's not Latin. Could be Italian, though. Nothing makes any sense, and that makes perfect sense. 2 and 2 equal 4 in a universe with four corners where one of them isn't an angle in diametric opposition to the others. Of course, then you have to think about the ether out of which everything manifest proceeds. So what brings you here today? I mean, I have to be here, but you could be anywhere, and you probably are. I don't know, that struck me as funny somehow, but I've got a weird sense of humor. Some might call it gallows humor, but that may be also why I never wear a necktie and why I'm not into the rituals of dangerous autoeroticism. Hey, we've all got our hobbies, and that may be one of yours, so you can double date with David Carradine on the other side of the two-way mirror. Well, enough of that for the moment. Seek God with every breath you have in you, or seek something else. Can't do it halfway, or that's where you get. So that's up to you. Halfway is usually halfway. As time gets shorter and events loom larger and the whole dynamic gets compressed to the point that you can't swing a dead sheep without hitting someone from the CIA, you'll find that foresight is 10 parts of the best hindsight, because everyone has perfect hindsight, including me. Hindsight is useful for reflection, but useless in terms of immediate direction. It's what it is, when it was, but not when it needs to be. Which all of us will surely see when we act in haste and repent at our leisure. So exactly when did you stop beating your wife? I get the feeling that this whole night is an inside joke. If I could only figure out what it was inside of. I do know that the punchline hits you the moment you walk out the door. Real life and what we imagine in our minds are two separate things, unless we are the same in both conditions. And there lies the angst and cognitive dissonance of the masses. And that is why know thyself and be true to thyself are the two most certain and enduring maxims. And so it goes. I don't know what it is about Sundays, but I always feel like I've run a marathon by the time they come around. I put quite a few miles on this captain's chair since I've been sitting in it. But every Monday, I feel like I'm ready for the starting blocks again. So we're kind of biorhythms. I don't think anyone else feels that way on a Monday, but we've got different schedules, to say the least. We've got different schedules and different goals and different things that wear us out, because different things pass for work and fun. I can never tell the difference between them, and they turn out to be the same for me. I like it that way. I like it when they're the same thing, and I figured out a long time ago if they weren't the same thing that I was going to be in a problem. We have to make everything that comes up in our windshield to hit us with the same degree of enthusiasm, and I'm not Tom Robbins, so, or what's his name, that John Robbins, whatever. So quit saying that. Tom Robbins, he's a book writer. Well, we have to always feel like our lives are improving, that we're getting better with it and at it with everything we do. I know that sounds cheap and platitudinous, easy to say, hard to do, but until we can take the ordinary things and make them exciting, then it's going to be drudgery as far as the eye can see, and that's not good news if you live in Kansas. All right, then. We are now in the place where one of these weeks, in between one of these shows, the world we live in is going to be changed forever from what we used to know it as. Yes, cats and kitties, it's going to be one of those coming weeks, and there aren't all that many of them left. You can feel it in the air. The world is changing in concert with the leaves. On the surface, the change cannot appear to be good, because change is always paranoid-inducing until it becomes familiar, which is why everyone avoids it. Change is the one constant and the one thing that most everyone dreads, and that is what makes life a lot more difficult than it has to be. Any regular swimmer will tell you that swimming is effortless when you do it right, and the thing that will kill you quickest in the water is panic. Panic drains your strength, and the greatest motivator of panic is sudden change. I feel like I'm swimming in circles tonight. I'm certainly talking in circles, but life is a circle, and that means I'm in a similarity of groove. We're getting into the end run of tonight's show, and I do want to leave you with a reminder of the only thing important in all our efforts, and that is to seek the divine with all your heart and mind in everything you do. I believe I once mentioned that I used to tell myself that no matter what I did, I was in the music business. Actually, I was in the restaurant business, but it was my impression that everything I did was what I wanted to do. I went on to record a great many albums, but it never got anywhere. They never got anywhere, but I did get the feeling I was in the record business, and it was true after a fashion without all the attendant problems that came along with actually being the case. Nowadays, I look at the situation, I say to myself, thank God that it never happened to me. Can't tell you how many things I once used to wish would happen and didn't, and how glad I am about that today. We tend to think that when we don't get what we want, that our lives are over and that we have somehow failed, and that there's only one thing we can achieve that will take away the sense of failure forever. And that's a fact, and it's the one thing that most people put the least time into, because it's the one thing that you can't see when you're engaged in it. We measure the value of things by their degree of visibility and their temporal value, and they are a millstone around our neck in respect to the most important thing of all. It's later in life that comes through into every mind with a ringing clarity. And I guarantee the fact of that, even though it has pretty much been my motivation all along. Well, now, we've come to the end of another broadcast. Yes, we have. And soon it's going to be time for me to send you on your way. And I just want to send you on your way with more than you came in here with. And that's just to tell you that there's one quality that you really should develop that will serve you in greater stead than any other. And that is the capacity to endure. If you're able to endure, you've pretty much got it knocked. And there's one quality you want to carry with you no matter where you go. And that's the other thing that'll get you through more tight places and more difficult situations than any other quality. And that is integrity. That's a tough thing to define because everybody makes it relative to the condition they have to exercise it in. Well, the only thing integrity is relative to is the relative degree of integrity that you have. And you can never have enough of it. Integrity is the kind of thing that allows you to make the tough decisions without having to measure the cost against yourself and what you want. It's the one thing you should probably seek above everything else because it is the passport into everywhere and out of everywhere. It's a passport and it's currency as well. Well, I want to thank you for dropping in and taking the time to hang out with me while we got this taken care of. And as long as you're consistent in your efforts, you'll get consistent results. And that applies to pretty much anything you apply yourself to, whether it's good or evil or not identifiable by either of those terms. All right. I feel on a roof coming up shortly, and I hope that you will take the time this week to look closely at what you spend your time at and figure out if that is what you wish you'd been up to all along. That said, I'll see you next week if there is one. May you walk in the sunlight until you're transformed into the saints. Hare Krishna, aloha, and haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.